prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 7 April 2025. Welcome to tonight's program. I'm going to bring up a guest in a few minutes I had on. It's been a while back. His name is Daniel Smithwick. We're going to discuss what he does. He's the head of the Nehemiah Institute. We're going to discuss about a book he's got available. But some very important points you want to make to show you why you need a copy of this book to understand, I guess you understand how we got in the mess we're in, because we've all been brainwashed. We've all been brainwashed, folks. I don't care how long you've been going to the church. I don't care what your background is. You've been brainwashed. We all have. So don't be upset. We all have. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Before I go there, though, a couple announcements, please. I've been offering a three-book set, very good little books, on how to witness to your Catholic friends, your Mormon friends, and your Jehovah's Witnesses friends. Well, we've been letting them go for $34.95, but we had to change that. The price went up, and I can't do anything about it. It's now $44.95 for all three books, which is still a great bargain. What a great tool to have to learn to witness to those who are Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses or Catholics who don't understand salvation through grace. We have them available. I just got a new shipment in the day, and the prices went up, and postage keeps going up. So $44.95, those three books. And the book offered last week, I still have a few of those left, Setting Captives Free by Ken Copley, about 99 pages on how to deal with people who maybe might suspect they're having some problems with demonic activity. And yes, folks, it's real. It never went away. Chapters like The Roaring Lion is on the Prowl. How do you begin counseling Satan? What is the truth about demons and spiritual manifestations? Breaking demonic soul ties. All those, these are just part of the chapters in the books, 99 pages long. We're asking $12.95. If you can do a couple dollars more, we'd appreciate it. But it's available. All you have to do is call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. If you have long distance, we'd appreciate to do that. It does save us money that way. 304-846-4448. Tell Faith what you want. She knows all about it. Order them when you need them, okay? So we appreciate that very much. And thanks for being there for us. And I do want to say that, by the way, a gentleman in Washington State wrote to me about some books somebody in the air had offered, and I don't know what books you're talking about. If you let me know which one you're talking about, I'll be glad to fill you in on it. A gentleman from Washington State asked for some books from a guest, but I don't know which guest you're talking about, so please call me or let us know what you're talking about so we can find the books you want, okay? You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, I'll share very quickly because I want to get to our guest tonight. we didn't get to go to Wisconsin. And when I look on it and think about it, I'm absolutely sure there was God's will for some reason for us not to be there. Let me just tell you why. I know that. Thursday, for the first time in my life, 76 years living in West Virginia, I've never got a tornado warning, ever. Last year, we averaged about two tornadoes a year, normally in the western part of the state, where it's a lot flatter, out towards Kentucky. Last year, we had 17, so we know the mess with the weather. But I got an email from, or a text from United Airlines, the flights will be delayed or canceled. Then I got a warning, weather alert warning, to take shelter immediately. Tornadoes were in the area. Well, we didn't have any. The air felt right, perfectly calm and still and hot. It could have happened, but it didn't. So we didn't get to go Thursday. So we went to go out Friday. So Marsh and I went to Charleston, had to upgrade everything to first class, and bless Rob's heart, this cost him more money. Because all the seats were full in economy, they just charged us the difference between first class and economy. So we got to fly first class for the first time in our lives. We got on the plane, got settled in, ready to roll. The captain come on and said, we're having engine problems. They don't want to start right or something. So we have to, let's ask you to leave the plane. The mechanic is 45 minutes away and on his way here. Our flight then from Chicago to Wisconsin only gave us 40 minutes to change planes, so we knew we'd make the flight. The next flight out of, or next, our flight would get in Chicago at 10. That night, we had to wait for another flight, which means we'd get in Wisconsin and probably to the motel by 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning. So we didn't make the trip. But Rob said they had a great meeting anyway, and I'm sure they did. I really, really, really wish I could have met a lot of people there, Ted Brower and then Pastor Archie and all of them. I always got to spend more time with Coach Dave and all the rest of the speakers there. I like to meet them all and spend time with them. Some I met before, some not. But we did not get to go to Wisconsin, and I'm convinced the Lord had a hand in it. But when a captain comes on and says, we got to do something to the plane before we fly, I'll take his word for it. So we got off the plane, and we actually found out what time we get into Wisconsin. Are we into Chicago, then into Wisconsin? We couldn't make the trip and be in good speaking the next day. So we come on home, and that's where we are. This coming week, we'll be in office this Thursday. There'll be Bible study on the 19th of this month, third Saturday. I'll be there, Lord willing. But next week, you know, I won't be here. I'm going to see your grandson in Colorado. I'll have Deborah Travis with you Monday and Tuesday night, filling in for me. Wednesday night, don't know yet, but we'll have somebody fill in for us next week. But we'll give you a heads up. Next week, we won't be here, and the office will be closed next Thursday. Not this Thursday, next Thursday, because Chris will not be here either. Faith will be answering her phones if she can, taking care of you, answering questions, taking orders, whatever. But on the week of the, it'll be the 17th, the office will be closed. I want to let you know that. So anyway, let's get right away now, and I'm sorry I got through all that, but I know some of y'all was wondering what happened to us in Wisconsin. That's what happened, and I'm so sorry. I mean, the weather and the plane broke down. So maybe some reason why we didn't try to do that. And our guest, as I said, is Daniel Smithwick. Daniel is the head of the Nehemiah Institute. And he puts out some material, folks, that you have got to look at and understand. And I wish I had time to go through all this. I taught this one time, believe it, at our Bible study on the worldview, what a Christian worldview should be, a real Christian worldview should be, as a modern Christian compared to a secular humanism and socialism. Now, I want to tell you right now, folks, very few Christians have a solid biblical view of history in the world, of how to run a country, how to take care of their own lives and family. Very few Christians have any have a full idea, I should say, of what a biblical worldview is from an individual basis up to a national basis. Most of them don't understand it. And Daniel, are you there?
I am here, Pastor Butch. It's very nice to be with you again.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate it. And I was just sharing you had the Peer's Worldview Grid. I taught that one time at our Bible study. What a powerful little piece of, just a two-sided, 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, folks.
Yeah.
That you can get on biblical theism, on who God is, modern Christian ideas, God, man is God, slash man is God. Then you get into secular humanism, man is God, and socialism, where state is God. All those are worldviews, mindsets, if you will. And 95% of those who call themselves Christians have no idea what a truly biblical worldview should be. Am I exaggerating here, Daniel?
Not at all, sir. And that is really the crisis in America. And we know, if we're astute at all to what's going on in our country, that we are in a real crisis. And I tell audiences, as I know you do, we are in a worldview war. This is a war. It's a war for the future of this nation. Somebody is going to win. There's two sides that are fighting this, and I just simply say it's Christians and non-Christians, or believers and non-believers. And this is something that churches need to take a whole lot more serious.
And I want to interrupt you. I want to say one thing here.
Sure.
It's also some Christians that we have to oppose, because they oppose us because of a worldview. Christians who go to church three, four times a week call us legalistic or judgmental or whatever it may be, because we teach the Bible the way it is and say this is how we need to look at the world, the society, and the laws of our land. But they can't see it that way. They've been brainwashed also, haven't they?
Absolutely, and we see that a lot in working with churches. Most of our work for 35 years has been with Christian schools, sometimes in churches, sometimes independent. But we are known around the country and a few other countries for this worldview test that you've alluded to, called the Peer's Test. And it's significant to understand that acronym. Peer's means politics, by which we mean civil government, economics, education. The R is religion, and then S for social issues. And those five spheres are the foundation of what makes a culture. Every people group on planet Earth has to do those five somehow, by some ideas. And the problem is, with Christianity in America, and I guess I would say in the Western world, we have reduced our thinking about Christianity to simply the R category, the basics of religion. But when we don't think biblically about education and about economics and about government, somebody else will, and then they're going to tell us how we have to live. And that's why we are in the ditch today.
We are. And if the Christian worldview, the Christian faith, the Word of God does not oversee political issues, economic issues, whatever it may be, the society is going to fall apart. If Christ is not the essence that holds it together, you don't hold anything together, do you?
That's exactly right. In fact, there's a few verses that I always like to use, and you're really touching on one of them from Isaiah 55:8, where it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your thoughts are not my thoughts." Now, that was not a compliment. That was a criticism.
No, it wasn't.
And you know, we should want to know that. We should want to know, are my thoughts lining up with the thoughts of the Lord? And this tool, the Peer's Test, which has been professionally validated, used by over 1,000 schools, over 125,000 individuals have taken this. It is really a wonderful tool to get a checkup. And speaking of that, we have now put the Peer's Test on a new platform, and we've renamed the platform. It's called Worldview Checkup. worldviewcheckup.org. It's very simple. And so with that, Pastor Butch, here's some new features. The results are instant. You don't have to wait for us to send it, a scorecard back. The results are strictly confidential, and the cost is less. The test can be done as an individual or as a group. And the mission that we are on to now is mostly geared towards churches. We are asking pastors, do a worldview checkup on your church. And why wouldn't any pastor want to know that? Why wouldn't he want to know where the strengths and weaknesses of his flock are unless he's afraid of finding
out?
There
you go. That's I think you hit 95% right on the head. 95% you hit right on the head right there. They're afraid those are paycheck or maybe the parsonage, whatever. That's exactly why they won't do it.
And yet that's their job.
Yes,
you
it
know,
is.
Their job is to equip the saints. That's why they're in that position. They wanted to be in the ministry. And the whole counsel of God is what's needed to be preached and taught. And it's not being done in most churches in America. And that's why, with like the results that you were saying, less than 10% of people who call themselves Christians even have a mature biblical worldview. Because our schools stopped doing this, even our Christian schools, most of them are a mess. Most of our pulpits don't address this. And that's why we're losing this issue in the threats of liberty and that we're losing in our country. It's just very frightening.
Well, Psalm 9:17 says in part, the nations forget God's turned into hell. Well, obviously America has been turned into hell. The hatred and the anger and everything you can think of that would come out of hell has been built up in this country. With your permission, also, I'd like to put a copy of this Peer's Worldview Grid in my next magazine, if you don't care, if you don't mind me doing that.
Yeah, and that grid has been so popular. It's just really been an easy way to show the differences between a true Christian thinking Christian, biblical thinking person to a secularist or a socialist. So, yes, please do that. And you mentioned our course earlier. We have a course called Pillars, which is found on that website, worldviewcheckup.org. So the course is a teaching on biblical principles that are measured in the test. So they go hand in hand, peers and pillars.
Okay. And I want to share, if I could, a couple of stories and then make a point and let you follow up on if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. You bet.
This Absolutely. Is a little article entitled Shame on Church Leaders Who Use the Pulpit to Twist the Truth of the Gospel. This is Greensboro, North Carolina. Despite the charge to lead the body of Christ with biblical guidance, famed pollster George Barna's latest research shows that only 37% of Christian pastors have a working, robust biblical worldview. The concerning result of this separation from the gospel is a warping of traditional biblical values. For example, the head pastor from North Point Community Church, Andy Stanley, we know his daddy, I believe, we knew his daddy, is under fire for not for approving a small group training video. Now listen to this, folks, that instructs leaders to use gender-affirming language when addressing transgender tweens and teens. The video advises leaders to use their chosen names and personal pronouns because if everyone else in that child's life is affirming them, we cannot be the last place a trans student feels comfortable. My goodness, people.
Wow.
I mean, listen,
awesome.
And I got one more here. This is Cross the Rubicon. Colorado's House passes bill treating as child abuse dissent from transgender orthodoxy. The Colorado House of Representatives passed a bill Sunday that would remove kids from parents' custody for behaviors like misgendering and dead naming after Democrats called the Southern Poverty Law Center to justify excluding parental rights groups from discussion on the bill. The bill, HB 1312, passed with 36 votes in favor, 20 against, and 9 absent in a largely party-line vote. One Democrat, Bob Marshall, voted against the bill. The bill has garnered nationwide attention after Representative Yara Zakari, a Democrat, compared parental rights groups, now pay attention, to the Ku Klux Klan in a hearing on the bill last week. When Caldwell asked whether parent groups are part of the LGBTQ community or involved in discussing the bill, Zakari ridiculed the idea. A well-stakeholded bill does not need to be discussed with hate groups. The parents are being called hate groups. And we didn't ask someone passing civil rights legislation to ask a KKK their opinion, she quipped. There you go, folks. That's the world view of the society and politics today in this country. Even the church, where Andy Stanley is a pastor, said we have to affirm the children's preferred pronouns, because we don't want to be the last place where they feel comfortable. How do you put this in words, Daniel? How do you put it in words this could be so corrupt and so polluted? And how, in the name of God, do Christians remain so silent? And why do they have the children in these hell holes they call schools and so-called churches?
Yeah. Boy, you really have opened up an enormous problem. I mean, anybody coming to church, but especially those who are really caught up in serious sin, serious violation of how God created man and woman, male and female, when they come to church, if they come to church somehow, that should be the place where they hear the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and life. The truth will set you free." Why would we as a church want to affirm the error that they're walking in with?
Well, Isaiah 20 says they call evil good and good evil. And that's why they do that.
Yes.
And that's because they've heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. They don't want to hear the truth, and the pastors don't want to offend the congregation, because after all, they got a good paycheck coming in.
Yes, I know, and the person you mentioned has a wonderful plane and private jets and all that, and it's tragic that the church has become this in America. America, a land that was formed by God with amazing few individuals of sacrifice and wanting to be a city on a hill, and look what's happened. And it's all because of bad education. We've let the schools be taken over, and now even most of the Christian schools are using materials in wrong teacher training. So we have an enormous crisis on our hands, and the pulpits are the place where this has to be turned around. And that's why we're calling on churches, calling on pastors. Do this worldview checkup. Find out the things that your people believe that are just not right, and do some sermons to correct that. It's just a no-brainer. It's so easy to use. It doesn't cost much at all. Why wouldn't any pastor want to know where my people are thinking wrong?
Well,
this is such an easy way to do it.
I'm going to say one thing. I know this from personal experience, been a pastor a lot of years. You don't draw big crowds with the truth.
That's true.
Christ even had some of the ones that he was with him for a long time walk away because he offended them. He offended the so-called church fathers of the day every time he spoke. So, this is where we are in America. As you said, we were founded with the idea at one time that we would build this nation built upon the principles of the Word of God, the Ten Commandments, and the laws of God. And today we've forgotten that, and we prefer we prefer something in between. I mean, God, Christianity is relationship with Jesus Christ. It's nothing to do with politics or with anything outside of church. And if you need to repent, it's necessary maybe, but it's secondary to grace. So everything goes. It's okay.
Yes.
Don't get involved in politics.
Yes.
That's just the way it goes. That's why we're in this mess.
It is. It is. This is not the first time this rodeo has happened. In the past, Israel would get into trouble. They would go wayward. They had their false gods, their idols. And what would God do? He would come in and slap them, spank them hard. And that's about what's going to happen to America, is we're going to get spanked hard because God will not have, long-suffering. He is to be glorified. And when we thumb our nose at him and when we start making up churches the way we want them to be, it's not long before God will remind us whose world this is. And I believe that's coming very quickly.
Well, I saw an example, again, of the worldview of most Christians today. As we were waiting to board the plane this past Friday in Charleston, West Virginia, a young individual walked on. I'm not going to call him a man. He certainly was not a man. He may have been a male, but he wasn't a man. Walked across, I know this sounds awful, but I was sitting right, he walked right in front of me. And he walked by there, and Brother Dan, he walked like a woman, the sachet and everything. I said, "Is that a woman? I just can't recognize it." With short hair, and it was a man, so-called man. He had his phone with pink sparkly little diamonds all over it, and he was just as flaming as he could be, proud of his homosexuality.
Yeah.
There was a time in America when that would not have been tolerated.
Right.
But our church has become so soft. Well, we got to love them. We got to witness to them. No, a thousand times no. The witness we have for them is they're breaking God's law and society's law.
Yes.
This will not be tolerated.
Yes.
That's our witness.
And that's redefining the definition of love when we say that. We got to love them. That's not love.
No, it's not.
To affirm error in sin is not love.
It's the opposite of love. And to know that yes. individual sitting there in front of children, flaunting that effeminate yes. idea and in front of these children, it made me angry, brother. Dan, it made me angry. Yes. I sat there and I was fuming watching this, and I'm going to say it, this pervert that yes. probably would love to have a young boy sit beside him. I'm saying like it is.
Yes.
There's no point in playing games with this because we have been so damnably quiet as a church for so long. These people now run a lot of the country. You know that. They're everywhere.
Oh, I know that. And certainly certain industries, especially entertainment industry, it's really frightening. But it all comes back to the weak pulpit.
It does.
That's what's happened. 100 years ago, we started going soft. And now we tolerate sin. And we deserve the judging hand of God. But he'll bring us to repentance. He'll bring us to our knees. And when we're on our knees and we say, where did we go wrong? There are a few ministries like yours that will come to mind and people remember. They will remember that when they heard you say these things, you know, that this is wrong and you got to change your ways. So I'm so glad that you're doing. I'm so glad for your show that you are faithfully there proclaiming the truth, proclaiming the gospel. God bless you, Pastor Butch.
Well, I'm just a servant like everybody else. That's all that I am. And sometimes not a very good one. But if we are true believers, if we understand the word of God and the law of God, and we don't become angry with sin in our own lives, especially our own lives, if we don't become angry with sin being flaunted in front of our children, we are not walking as Christians, are we?
Right, we're not. We're coming up short. We are being measured, and we're coming up short. And we will be held accountable for that.
Absolutely, we'll be held accountable. We are being held accountable right now. Our children are paying for our apathy and ignorance. They truly are.
So true, so true. We just changed something recently in our ministry. I should mention this, Pastor Butch. We all hear about MAGA, because our president has this theme, Make America Great Again, and who doesn't want that? We now, in our ministry, come out with MATA, M-A-T-A, Make America Think Again. Our thinking is so screwed up. So that's our new theme, MATA.
Hang on through the break. Don't lose that thought, Dan, okay? Hang on through the break. Folks,
yes.
Next phone call next half hour at 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We're back here. We're talking to Daniel Smithwick of Nehemiah Institute. And their website, by the way, is Nehemiah, like in the Bible, NehemiahInstitute.com. NehemiahInstitute.com. Check it out. These people are doing wonderful work. Dan here is even a few years older than I am, and he's still out there going strong, trying to make a difference. So I have to honor him for that. Truly, I do. But you want to call and talk to us, the number is open at 717-300-1698. We're going to start limiting the calls to once per week, by the way, because we're getting calls. That's fine. I like a lot of phone calls. But sometimes those lines are full and nobody else can get in. So one, please limit to one call per week if you don't mind. But this line's open right now at 717-300-1698. Now, Dan and I were talking during the break about something that I had a family member get rebuked harshly by his child because he had told this child that if you're born again, your sins are forgiven, and you stand before Christ, the judgment seat of Christ. Yes, folks, you'll stand before Christ. You won't be judged for the sins about you. They've been forgiven. You'll be forgiven for the sins that you committed. So you're going to be judged on earth for your sins. You're a drinker all your life, and you get saved, but you end up having liver cancer or different problems with your body because of drinking. That you can't blame God for that. You're reaping what you sowed. It's the same thing with smoking. You know, you smoke 50 years, you get saved, and you realize, hey, smoking's not right, shouldn't do that. But you have lung cancer. That's not God's fault. You just reap what you sowed. David, a man after God's own heart, committed murder and adultery. His whole family's paid for it. Still is today. That's called generational curses. So don't think you slide by with sin. That's for individuals and nations also. Daniel, go ahead. I don't mean to take away all your time. You go ahead and share your thoughts.
You know, I like it when I hear a pastor like yourself be willing to bring up the topic of sin. It seems like sin has come on hard times lately. We don't hear many sermons on that. And that's a tragic thing because God abhors sin. He hates sin. And we too, we should have a righteous anger about sin. But what is sin anymore? We can't even define sin anymore because, you know, we have this thing of what we call postmodernism. You have your truth, I have my truth, and we'll just agree to disagree. No, that's not right. There's sin, and it's wrong, and it should be named for what it is.
Oh, but it's all about grace now, brother. It's all about grace. It's all about grace. You're getting back to the Old Testament now. It's all about grace. You know, I mean, the Old Testament was done away with, and I thought, well, gee, well, the law was nailed to the cross. If that is true, I'd like to borrow your car and your wife tonight. I mean, come on, people. Let's not be so stupid, okay? But the Nehemiah Institute is doing their best to reach people and teach them a Christian worldview on personal affairs, family affairs, state affairs, and national affairs, and how to run it the way the Bible says do it. And because we have all been brainwashed, we become soft on sin. We become soft in our own lives on sin. We actually think God will wink at our sin, tolerate our sin. We know it's wrong, and it bothers our conscience, but he'll forgive us. I thank Christ, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You know, Paul said, do you sin so grace may abound? God forbid. How can you sin if you're dead to sin? Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, that's so true. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned our name, Nehemiah Institute. You know, I named this Nehemiah after the Nehemiah of the Old Testament, and that's a story that's worth knowing. You know, God's people, Jerusalem, disobeyed God. They were sinning against God with idols and whatnot to a point. And the point came when they lost their land, and they were exiled for 70 years. And, of course, that's the story of Nehemiah. He was born in Babylon. He was raised up. Cupbearer to the king, and by God's grace, was sent back to help rebuild the fallen city. America is a fallen city today in so many ways, and we need Nehemiahs. We need people who are willing to stand up and pay the price and help rebuild the liberty and the prosperity that we had here in this land and the righteousness. There's so much to do, but it has to start in the churches. It won't start in the government halls. They'll follow suit. It has to be done by the pulpits, and biblical worldview is where it's at, and that's why this assessment tool we have is so important, worldviewcheckup.org. Very simple, very quick. Find out what your worldview is. Why wouldn't you want to know that?
Folks, we'll get your phone calls in a minute, I promise. We'll get to all of you in a minute. At 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you tonight. But I was just saying before all of a sudden everything just disappeared. We shouldn't be ashamed when we take a test, like you said, and find out we're not 100%. Most of us aren't. And probably never will be 100% on this earth. But when you're willing to learn from God's word, Brother Dan, you're going to prosper in God. That don't mean you're going to get rich, and that isn't right. What the Bible says. But you're going to have a peace and joy and a confidence, if you will, to speak the truth no matter where you are. And that's going to cause division in your family, as Christ said in Matthew 10. That's going to cause conflict, but the truth must be spoken. And if we love Christ and love our family, we're going to tell the truth, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we don't, we're just saying that I'm not taking my faith seriously. You know, we're saved by grace, as you always so well put that. We're saved by grace. It should humble us. And we should be willing to speak the truth even when it hurts, even when it costs us. Because look what Christ did for us. There's nothing we can do to compare to what he did for us. My goodness.
Well, thank God that we do realize that grace is saved by grace through faith, and that's all there is to it. But people take that to the extent, well, I've been saved by grace, so therefore sin is not imputed to me. I want to. That's not Bible.
They don't read their Bible.
No, they don't.
They're redefining grace just like they redefine sin and love.
Well, we live in a disgusting time in the eyes of God in this nation.
Yes.
He's got to be disgusted with us, as he was with ancient Israel. And ancient Israel sinned so many times, and finally he turned them loose, and they were going, they scattered, and now we're all over the world. But it is what it is. America's turn is coming. And we're going to be judged much more harshly than the original Israel was, because we're on this side of the cross. We have the Holy Spirit.
Sure, and we have the Holy Spirit living within us.
That's exactly right.
My goodness, we have the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the third person of Trinity, living within us. We have all the truth and power right within us if we just obey, speak the Word of God. I mean, there's no excuse, right?
No, there's no excuse. No, and we have the Word of God written in our hearts, not on stone. Big difference. Big difference.
Huge difference.
Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Texas and let's talk to Ben. Ben, come on in.
I agree with all you guys, what all you're saying. You're totally right. However, one thing I wanted to bring up was that a lot of people do not know that Israel has a month. They call it the Pride Month. And many, many people do not understand this.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
And because I don't hear very many pastors ever talking, I just had one pastor on earlier. I had to shut him off because he was saying that the Lord's going to save Israel from everything and everybody. And I couldn't stand to listen to that because how can the Lord save people when they have those Pride Months? And this past year they didn't have any because some of them were held by Hamas. So they didn't have any this past year, but they used to brag that they were the homosexual capital of the world.
Tel Aviv is.
Yeah, well, yes. I didn't hear that lately, but yet I'm sure they are. I heard something else, that there was a woman that called into these two pastors. I don't know who they were. They were on shortwave, and I'm sure they were telling the truth. Her son had joined the military of Israel, and then he got killed. Well, so she went there and put a cross on his grave. It wasn't but about a month or two later, she got a letter from the Israel army stating, you have to take that cross down because we cannot pray. And so when she went to take the cross down, everything was covered in black. So, you know, it's just a big mess over there.
Christians are not welcome. Christians are not welcome in Israel. And then that, by the way, that nation, not the nation, is not the Israel God. It isn't. It should be called Judah.
Not at all.
It should have been called Judah. It's full of fake Jews, a lot of it. But anyway, but Christians are not welcome there. They spit on Christians. They don't like Christians. I know we go there and spend billions of dollars on visiting there, but it is not a Christian-friendly nation at all. By the way, America is turning the same thing today. This season began really Christian family nation also. But go ahead, Ben. Anything else you want to say, Ben?
Well, not too much. You're totally right. Most of these churches are turning Zionist. That's a problem.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that is very much a problem.
You know.
Yeah, that's a horrific blight on America.
Everything is okay with them.
Sure.
I don't care what you do, you know.
Sure,
I mean, sure, some of these can be forgiven. There's no question they put it in their heart. They can be forgiven. But then why do they, you know, the preacher shouldn't be preaching the way they are. So anyway, there's
The preachers are not. Go ahead, Ben.
I heard today, Ben, that Israel is the largest distributor of pornography in the world. Just today I heard that.
That I wouldn't doubt. And I also heard, I don't know that this is official, also heard that they distribute more organs than anybody in the world also. I suppose they're getting them from the Gaza Strip, a lot of them, you know, just sending hearts and livers and who knows what all out. And I've heard that here a while back, so I don't know if that's exactly the gospel true or not, but nothing would surprise me.
Okay. Being your first-time caller?
Yes, that's the first time I've called you. I do donate to you, though, but anyway, I've ever called to you.
Well, thanks for being there for us. Appreciate it, Ben. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I sure enjoy listening to you. I listen to you every day.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And folks, I'm going to say this, make this very clear. I don't care what the people, who the people say they are. I don't care if they call themselves Jews or Catholics or whoever they are, Christians even, Protestants. If they're not living by the law of God in the Word of God and they're flouting it, those people are our enemies in Christ. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. 100%.
I mean, that's just the way it is. You have to choose sides, Brother Dan. You can't serve two masters. Christ made that very clear. If you try to straddle the fence, you're going to end up on the wrong side every time. And I see that. You see that. Your biblical worldview that you teach in your Pillars book is phenomenal. And if every church in America would just take time to go through that, if a third of the churches go through that, we might have a chance to change this country. But America is the most, in my mind, the most, if not the first, the second most bloodliest nation in the world. We murdered about 100 million babies.
We started most of the wars in the last 100 years.
We have, and about to start another one right now.
Yes, we are. We are.
Payday's
really
coming.
Really,
payday is coming for America. Sorry, started. Folks, lines open. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. You want to call and talk to us? We'd love to hear from you. Our guest tonight is Dan Smithwick of the Nehemiah Institute. Their website is nehemiahinstitute.com. Nehemiah, like in the Bible, institute.com. I would suggest, if you can do it, to get a copy of the book on Pillars, A Study in Foundations of Civilizations. I suggest you get that. It's a study book. It explains biblical principles to you on all parts of life. It has questions that you can answer in the book. What a great thing that for homeschoolers.
Yes.
If you're homeschooling or Christian schooling, please contact Dan at Nehemiah Institute. And Dan, what number can they call to talk to you?
Sure. The number that works best for us is 800-948-3101. That's on our website, too. But I would love to get a call. And if a church wants to use the Pillars course for like a study group or something, call us, and then we give group discounts. Otherwise, if they just order it online, it'll be the retail price. So, we wrote that course, for high school students. But we have many adult study groups say that, boy, we need this as much as our kids, and that is so true.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. Folks, 800-948-3101. 800-948-3101. Call and tell Dan you heard him on the program tonight. He'd like to ask you questions. I know a lot of y'all don't do computers, and good for you. God bless you. I mean, I wish I didn't have to. But 800-948-3101 to talk to Dan in person. If he's there, I'm sure he'll talk to you. Be honored to.
I will. We are in Florida, so I pay attention to that time-wise, what time zone. We're in Florida, so if you're in California, maybe wait till tomorrow.
Probably a good idea. Okay. And those listening on the repeat broadcast of the weekend, folks, call next Monday, Eastern Time, talk to Daniel. The line is open again at 717-300-1698. Again, we're talking about the Nehemiah Institute and the book. They have Pillars, A Study in Foundations of Civilizations, and the Christian Worldview. We all, and I say we all, I'm holding my hand up and both feet, we all have compromised, and maybe not even knowing it, but we've all compromised.
Yes.
Who wants to feel like a June bug in a chicken coop? Everybody's chasing you, mad at you. Wants to eat, devour you. I mean, who wants to be that way? Nobody. Christ did for our sake. Peter denied him three times because he didn't want to go that way. I mean, so it's in our being as just mere mortals that we don't like to be ostracized and prosecuted and persecuted and laughed at and scorned and mocked. We don't like that. But, folks, we're living in an evil society, and I want to say this very clearly. If everybody loves you, you're not walking in Christ. Is that a fair statement, Daniel?
Absolutely. I mean, look at Christ. It cost him his life and all the martyrs. Why were there martyrs? Because they stood up. They took a stand against unrighteousness. There's no martyrs in our country. I mean, we might have tomatoes thrown at us or something, or cursing at us, but we're not taking a stand. We should be calling thin sin wherever we find it, and we should be running from it. And the public school system is an enormous problem. We always tell audiences the government was never given responsibility for education, and neither did the Bible.
Nope.
That was a misfit. and we're paying a price for that.
We should not be putting our hard-earned dollars into a taxation to support this filth, but we do.
Yes.
If you don't pay, they'll come and take you home nowadays. That's just the way it is.
It is. And that's, you know, and why? Because we have elected people who do not have a biblical view of culture. So we got to look in the mirror. You know, we put those people there. Why did we do that?
Well, he said he was a Christian. Yeah. He said he was going to help the church. Trump said, if church votes for me, then get me in there. After I'm in there a while, you won't worry about no more. And right in the same speech, he said, but I'm not a Christian. No one even caught that. He said, I'm not a Christian. But he's telling Christians to vote for him, but I'm not a Christian. I mean, isn't that kind of insane?
Yeah. Well, and another thing that he's not, is, you know, I'm glad it turned out the way it did instead of the other candidate. But I am concerned, Pastor Butch, that the evangelical world in America may think of Trump as a king. That's an enormous problem.
That's very true. I didn't support either one of them. Biden was evil in three different ways, unbelievable. And Trump is equally as evil, but a different direction.
Yeah.
He speaks better. He's doing some things I agree with, but that's the most dangerous. I did a teaching a couple months ago in Bible study on America's Trojan horse.
Oh.
I mean, it worked very well for the Trojans. It did. And it's working. We were sucked into it because we thought this would be a better way to go. He's leading us to a world war. And supporting an unrighteous people that are evil as they can be, and we're seeing this happen. I'm not disagreeing a lot. It's tariffs or whatever. I think a lot of it may be for good intentions, but he's leading us down the road to digital currency, leading down the road to total artificial intelligence. He's involved in it. He wants it to happen, and he's working at it. Let's go to PA and talk to Daryl. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch, and to your guests there, Hi, and thank you both so very much for speaking the truth with courage. And don't worry, is your guest named Daniel?
Daniel, right.
It is Daniel.
Don't feel bad that Pastor Butch is older than you. He's
younger than me.
Daryl, he's older than you are.
Younger than me.
Daniel's old you are. Daniel's old you are, Daryl.
I'm going to be 78 pretty soon, so I'm not plowing too far ahead of Pastor Butch, but I just want to thank you both for your faithfulness and your courage. And please, folks, please support Pastor Butch, and please get those three books. The prices have gone up, yes, and the postage has gone up. But they're dealing with three different cults: Answers for Catholic Friends, Answers for Jehovah's Witness Friends, and Answers for Mormon Friends. People are stuck in cults, and we need to reach out to them in love, but we need to reach out for them. And so I just want to thank you both for your faithfulness and for your courage. And please, folks, go up and look at Nehemiah. Nehemiah was one of the neat guys in the Bible, had people out there.
Absolutely.
Building the wall and a weapon in one hand and a shovel in the other. And so he's our kind of guy, huh, Pastor Butch?
Amen.
And so just thank you both so very much for your faithfulness. And folks, again, please support Pastor Butch. And please pray for his little brother, Dick, his younger brother, for healing. And thank you again. God bless you both so very much.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you for the call. We're down about the last 2 minutes here, Brother Dan. What do you want to say in closing?
Just a pitch again for the worldviewcheckup.org, that website. Nehemiah Institute will take you there, but worldview checkup, that's a phrase that we're trying to push on, to go there and get a worldview checkup, individually or collectively. How about if mom, dad, and teenagers each go there, take the test independently, then sit around the table and look at where they differ on their results? I'm telling you, it'll be alarming.
Amen.
And family should do this.
I agree. I totally agree. And folks, do that. And again, NehemiahInstitute.com, or call 800-948-3101. Call and talk to Daniel in person. He'll love to talk to you. He really will. He's that kind of guy. He's as humble as can be. You can tell that. He will talk to you. So
I will indeed.
So, folks, we're doing our best to get the word out there as fast as we can. And I want to thank everyone out there for supporting us like you have. We're still here. This past March, this last month, Daniel made his 32 years on the radio. So,
really? Wow.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Years.
Wow.
Yeah, it turned my hair gray and everything, and a lot of it turned loose. So, anyway, I want to thank you, Daniel, for what you do. I mean, I don't want to give you age on the radio, folks, but he's a few years older than I am, and he's still out there going strong. God bless you, sir, for being out there.
All right, thanks for having me on again. We'll talk later. God bless.
Okay, maybe someday we'll get together face-to-face, shake each other's hand. How's
that? Yeah, it might be. Okay, thanks.
All right, God bless, my friend. And, folks, we love you a bunch, and I do mean that. Thanks for helping us, and please, if you don't mind, continue doing so, because we're being blessed to God to maybe get some truth out. And for those who come to Wisconsin to see us, I know you come. I'm so sorry I couldn't make it, but it wasn't God's will this time, and I'm not going to fight his will if I know what it is. And the things that kept us from getting there, obviously, were not in my control at all. So I have to believe it was in God's hands. I believe with all my heart. Nothing happens in my life as a Christian, according to Romans 8:28, that is not for my good and his glory. We love you and see you tomorrow night with our guest, Summer Dre. A lot to talk about with her, I'm sure. God bless. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.